Hello, beautiful listeners. Welcome to the Pink Moon Podcast. This is your hostess, Somni Rosé. I am elated, ecstatic, happy to present you with my first episode. This is a project that I've been wanting to do for the past year or so, and I had so many doubts, so many things were preventing me from trying it out. So in the end, I decided to just give it a go and let's see what happens. For those of you who are listening to me for the very first time, please allow me to tell you a little bit about myself. And for those of you who have been following me on my YouTube ASMR channel, Somni Rosé, welcome, and I thank you so much for your support. So this is how my voice sounds like. I naturally have a very soft voice, which is perfect for ASMR content. However, having said that, I would like to clarify that this podcast is not intentionally ASMR content. It is, however, supposed to be quiet entertainment. I would like this platform to be a relaxing and mellow environment for you, for those of you who are just looking for quiet time, content that is not loud in volume, nothing too upbeat. It's the kind of content that I am always looking for, and you can find lots of it on YouTube. However, it's not too popular in podcasts, in my personal opinion, of course. So I decided to give it a go. The reason for the name, The Pink Moon, is for various reasons. Number one, my love for astronomy. Number two, because, well, the moon is something that has been adored for many centuries by so many people, and it has this very soothing effect. I chose the color pink because in my little DIY sound booth at home, the color of the sound foam is pink, so it makes everything look nice and pretty and pink. And it's been nicknamed the Pink Room. Reason number three is because of pink sounds. So something about the color pink, it just creates this very calming and loving environment. And lastly, number four, because I saw a picture not too long ago of a pink moon. And it's a picture that I'm not too sure if it was photoshopped, or sometimes, you know, how the moon can have different colors. We all known about the red moon. It all depends on the environment, really, what's going on in the sky and other factors. But yes, I just completely really gravitated towards that photo. And I would give credit to the person that designed it or took the photo. Unfortunately, it's one of those public domain pictures that other people can use, so there was no name attributed to the photo. But if I ever find out who did it, I will share that information with you. So on today's episode, I would like to focus on a positive message, which I think that it's very perfect for this episode number one. The way that I have broken this episode is in three parts. So one is the introduction that you're listening to right now. Second, followed by the story. And three, followed by a commentary. By yours truly, of course. So the goal that I have for this podcast is to share stories, either fiction, non-fiction, poetry, and some work written by yours truly. And the criteria for these stories to be featured on this podcast would be that they help create a calming environment. So as we progressed with this podcast, we'll start to get a better idea of the content. And I also welcome your emails that I would be very happy to share on this podcast. So that email is thepinkmoonpodcast@gmail.com. That is all one word, thepinkmoonpodcast@gmail.com. And when you send me a message, please let me know how you would like me to refer you in the podcast. So, for example, if your name is John Smith, but you would like me to call you Michael when I read your email, then please let me know. Little details like that are very helpful because I don't always assume that you want your first name to be shared with the world. I always like to double check. Alright then, so I guess that's enough for now. Let's begin with the story. So, inhale deeply, exhale deeply. Relax your body, relax your mind. The pink moon will once again make you feel sleepy. You were born to do ASMR, originally published on April 22nd, 2018. Written by Somni Rose. A few nights ago, I was editing a makeup video and listening to another that I would later upload on my channel, Somni Rose. Just when I was thinking of taking a break from multitasking, my phone flashed a notification. A new comment had been posted on one of my videos. It read, "You were born to do ASMR." The message stood out and I thought it was because it was the only one that had been posted in the middle of the night. A lonely message flashing all by itself on my phone screen. Six simple words hit home that could have otherwise been read later or have easily gotten lost in the wall of comments. They felt profound, and yet I couldn't understand why. I felt there was another message within it specifically for me. But what was it? The realist in my brain said, "You know, Somni, this comment is probably posted on every ASMR artist's wall. It's no big deal." "Totally," I answered back. But then the idealist in my brain said, "Wait, regardless if it's been said to others, it was said to you on your video, on your channel." "Good point," I thought. But it still felt that there was more to the comment. The messenger's voice was trailing off, and I couldn't hear what was beyond those words. And so I read them again. "You were born to do ASMR." As I could hear those words loudly and see them at the forefront, behind them and quietly, I began to hear the previous affirmations from my past that I used to say to myself in the hopes that they would manifest into reality. "I will be a writer. I will be a makeup artist. I will be a photographer. I will travel the world. And there were more, many, many more encouraging words that I've said to myself since I was a teenager. My brain is rambling, I said to myself, trying to stop my introversion from overthinking, or worse, analyzing the past. I placed my fingers back on the keyboard to continue with my work, and it was at that very moment that I had an epiphany. There it is, said the idealist's voice in my head. You've heard the rest of the message. I sighed as I watched the footage that was in front of me, a video where I play the role of a makeup artist, a profession that at one point I had seriously pursued as a career. Images of previous published videos were flashing in my head, each one containing something that I wanted to accomplish but failed at in real life. But in the online world, it was make-believe. That was the epiphany. Everything that I've ever wanted to be or do in my life, up to this point anyways, and never worked out, I've applied those dreams and efforts to my ASMR videos. When one dream seemed to lead me to a dead end, I sought another route. I repeated those steps over and over again, and sometimes worked hard in building roads to reach those dreams. Sometimes I was able to reach them, and many times I did not. I experienced rejection. I experienced failure, and in rare occasions, I experienced the heartache of a dream that did not want me. The words, I will be, were changed to, maybe. I regret it. I failed. And it will never be. And there are more, many, many more, each one worse than the one before. As the trajectory of these failed dreams played in my head, and then saw each one personified as a model walking down the runway of broken dreams, I realized that those dreams may not have come true the way that I wanted them to, but I still learned from them. Each unrealized dream left me with a remnant of itself. They were reminders of the past. The writer left me with pages of unpublished stories. The makeup artist left me with her brushes. The photographer left me with archives of photos. Untraveled lands left me with this pending desire to connect with people. All these items and more have been carefully archived and stored on shelves in my minds. They've been there on display with a banner on top with a cautionary message that reads, "Don't attempt that dream again. It went with someone else. It was never for you." I murmured the words, "You are born to do ASMR." In a recent podcast interview, I said, "ASMR connects me to my childhood." As my brain quickly returned to do some kind of life review, I began to fully understand the depth in those words. One night, many years ago, when I was at my lowest of low, searching for comfort online, I found a whispering video and it triggered childhood memories. The tingles that I had rarely felt in real life were now coming in waves, and they revived me with hope. This whisper was inviting me to play, and I accepted its invitation by quietly shouting back, "Yes, I want to play too." Even though I had agreed to come out and play, I was an adult who forgot how to do so. But the whisper gave me such a drive that it inspired this adult to take the time to learn the technicalities of making videos. And once it was done building a digital playground, the child in me began to play freely. ASMR, the tingles in my head and spine that have helped me with my sleep, woke my inner child from slumber. And ever since, it has kept me awake at night with ideas that I want to express online. ASMR helps me to channel my childhood and tells my imagination to dream big and to paint everything with color. Like a child, ASMR took everything that was organized in my brain and used them as toys. It went to the shelves where my souvenirs of broken dreams were on display. It did not look at them with pity or fear. Instead, it looked at them as if they were nothing but trinkets to play with. Or better yet, ASMR was the girl guide who saw them as challenges to be conquered, which would then be worn as badges of honor on her sash. The enthusiasm and excitement from this child was contagious. She would say to me, "Yes, I have an idea. Let's use this stuff for videos." That epiphany was sinking in even more. I had allowed my broken dreams to prevent me from becoming the person I was supposed to be. "So it didn't work out," interrupted the child who was rummaging through the knickknacks and said, "So what? What else can we play with?" This adult realized that she had been wrong in storing away the lessons learned from these broken dreams. They weren't trinkets to be looked at. Instead, they were seeds that found a fertile soil online where they could bear fruit. My make-believe world was not exactly an illusion. Every story brought to life in a video had a trace of something that had happened in my real life. Every video, everything that had happened to me, all the personalities I've ever had to pretend to be in real life when chasing a dream or to get by or to survive, were all brought to life in one artistic persona. And again, like a child who easily moves on to the next adventure with wonder, but every now and then comes back to play with toys from the past, I have begun to live my life that way. I am making peace with my past. The adult and child no longer see broken dreams. They are whatever the child and I want them to be. As the rush from the epiphany finished rushing through my body, my mind, and spirit, I put away the phone. I clicked save on my work and quietly sat for a moment. I was thankful to have an audience to share my work with and who also inspires me. And with humility and gratitude, I whispered the message to myself: "You were born to do ASMR." I was born to be Somni Rose. Before we jump into the commentary section, I would like to take this moment to thank my supporters on Patreon. Thank you so much for your support. Without you, this podcast would not be possible. If you are interested in supporting me there, please check out my page on Patreon. Thanks again. Well, I hope that you enjoyed that blog that I wrote last year. So we are now going to go into the commentary part. So the blog is available on my website, which is www.somnirose.com. My moniker is spelled SOMNIROSAE. So it's all one word, somnirose.com. And it means in Latin, "the sleeps of the rose." Again, it's in reference to the work that I've been creating on YouTube, which is ASMR content, or for those of you who don't experience ASMR, they are videos meant for sleep and relaxation. In a nutshell, it is quiet entertainment. That is all, just pure entertainment. So one of the things about my writing style is that, and I'm pretty sure that it's pretty much the same with other aspiring writers, is that the moment that we have an idea, we just have to write it down and you just go with the flow of things. And that's basically what happened when I wrote this blog. Literally, I was editing an ASMR video and I had this epiphany and I just started to write after the calming moment of just digesting this epiphany that I had. Now, the disadvantages of doing that when you're writing, and because you have this idea that is just burning in your mind, is that, well, at least for me, is that there is no editor. There's no filter. So sometimes some of the things that I write only make sense to me. After publishing this blog and after many of you had read it, which I thank you very much for checking it out, I started thinking, you know what, even though it's already out in the public, I would like to go back and make some changes. And so I did talk to one of my very close and trusted friends, and I asked for her feedback. And her opinion is one of the very few opinions that I highly respect. And as you know, when you are creating something, either a painting or taking pictures, it's such a personal thing. And you are very defensive about it. You're very protective of it. And you don't let just anyone critique it, right? But with her, I feel very comfortable and I trust her opinion. And one of the things is that I am really concerned about grammar, punctuation. It's always a work in progress. I never feel that it's there, but that's a whole nother story. My concern that I brought to her was I wanted to make sure that the message of the blog came across clearly. In the end, I decided not to apply the small and tiny changes because I realized, well, the blog is already out there and many people have read it and it is what it is. And I felt that it would be cheating to go back and make the changes, and it would be better instead to just explain it in a podcast. So basically, in a nutshell, the message of the blog is that many of us have dreams and goals that we would like to reach someday. And sometimes those dreams do come true, but not in the way that we think they are going to come true. They manifest differently, in very unexpected ways, surprising ways. And sometimes they can be way better than what we thought it would be possible. So I don't want to come across as someone who is overly positive. This is more like a reflection. And the message is not original, of course. It's something that we hear, for some of us, almost every day. But eventually, when you hear the message, it sinks in. And sometimes, for other people, like, they hear the message every day, but they miss its importance. But for some reason, when another person comes in and says it differently, they hear it. And sometimes, some of us, we hear that message every day, and we need that because when you're struggling with your goals and you feel that it's just never going to happen, you need that encouragement on a daily basis to keep you going. And so I'm just one of the many, many million people out there repeating that message. That yes, some dreams will come true. Others won't exactly. They will manifest themselves in different ways. And for me, there were many dreams that didn't come true the way that I thought they would happen. However, they came true by making ASMR videos. So for example, when I wanted to be a makeup artist, it didn't work out because, well, that's an art form that for some people it's a natural talent, it's a gift, and others like myself, we require years and years and time and a lot of dedication to get to a professional level. And it just wasn't working out for me. But when I'm making ASMR videos, I get to pretend. And the makeup classes that I took many years ago and the makeup that I did on many people, I get to apply those skills when I'm making ASMR videos. So that's just one example. But yes, that is the message of the day. That sometimes things come true in very unexpected ways. And well, that's pretty much for today. I really hope that you have enjoyed this very first episode. And I cannot wait to read your messages, which you can send at the following email address, thepinkmoonpodcast@gmail.com. You can send me all your suggestions, stories that we can read. However, they have to be in the public domain, so that way there are no copyright issues. Or if there's an article, a story that you have read in a magazine, please send me the link and I will connect with the editor and see if they can give me permission to read that story on this podcast. So thank you once again for stopping by, and I hope you've enjoyed this very first episode, and hoping to share many more with you. Take good care of yourselves. Until next time.